This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 20th of March. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Next Saturday is the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Rome, which started the EU. Europe's top leaders, excepting the British Prime Minister, will be in the Eternal City to celebrate. In London, tens of thousands are expected to protest against the Brexit decision, which is keeping Britain out of the Roman festival. Next week sees the formal start of US congressional investigations into Russian involvement in the presidential elections and President Trump's claim that the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Towers. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch starts confirmation hearings before the Senate Judicial Committee on Monday, and on Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hosts the summit of the 69-nation Global Coalition Against ISIS. The following day, the fifth round of UN-brokered Syrian peace talks are held in Geneva. Impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye next week is officially questioned on corruption charges, while in Turkey, several high-profile journalists go on trial on Tuesday on terrorism charges. In a Cameroon courtroom, three English-speaking protesters face the death penalty for opposing plans to introduce francophone courts in the English-speaking parts of Cameroon. Hong Kong holds chief executive elections on Sunday, the same day that a general election is staged in Bulgaria. And finally, it's time for Europeans to change their clocks before heading to bed on Saturday. Yes, it's daylight saving time in Europe. Or as the optimistic Europeans prefer to say, summertime. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 20th of March. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. There will be celebrations in Rome and protests in London next Saturday, both with the same root cause, the 60th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, which founded the European Economic Community. The EU heads of government will be celebrating the great European project, past, present and future, and tens of thousands of Brits will take to the streets to protest against the Brexit referendum and Prime Minister Theresa May's apparent hard line on upcoming Brexit negotiations. Also in Europe next week, there will be a meeting on Monday of the Eurogroup finance ministers to discuss Eurozone issues such as the Greek debt and structural reform. All of the EU finance ministers will meet the following day, and European central bank governors meet on Thursday. The first televised debate of the French presidential elections are staged on Monday. The participants are François Fillon, Emmanuel Macron, Marine Le Pen, Benoît Hamon, and Jean-Luc Mélenchon. It will be the start of several important congressional hearings on Monday. The House of Representatives Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence starts hearings on Russian involvement in the presidential elections and President Trump's claim that the Obama administration conducted secret surveillance on Trump Towers. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch starts confirmation hearings before the Senate Judicial Committee on Monday, and the Congressional Committee on Homeland Security will start hearings on President Trump's plans to beef up Homeland Security personnel to patrol the U.S.-Mexican border and increase deportations of illegal immigrants. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Wednesday hosts a summit of the 69-nation Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, while on the following day the fifth round of U.N.-brokered Syrian peace talks will be held in Geneva. President Trump, meanwhile, will seek sustenance with a political rally in the Trump heartland of Louisville, Kentucky on Monday. In South Korea, impeached President Park Geun-hye is officially questioned as a... suspect in the corruption case that led to her ousting. While in Turkey, several high-profile journalists go on trial on Tuesday on terrorism charges. In a Cameroon courtroom, three English-speaking protesters face the death penalty for demonstrating against plans to introduce French-only courts in English-speaking parts of Cameroon. Hong Kong holds chief executive elections on Sunday, the same day that a general election will be held in Bulgaria, where the main issues are Russia, Trump, Turkey, and immigration. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.